The government has also announced that if you were a small business closed during that Anzac Day lockdown, those applications are now open for the $2,000 grants. But will it extend to businesses like Sonia Beckwith, who runs Live Ningaloo? She's had about $40,000 worth of cancellations through the month of April due to lockdowns, a lack of confidence from customers arriving from Perth or interstate. And this is what she told me.
The lockdown was a bit of a challenging one because it didn't just affect the actual lockdown days. We had many clients that couldn't or chose not to fly in at their scheduled time, and they had a lengthy itinerary that would last more than a week. So we ended up having to deal with somewhere between $17,000 and $20,000 cancellations on this last run, and then about the same amount for the cyclone as well when that came in earlier in April. So April's been a bit challenging.
Live Ningaloo, though, operate in Exmouth. This, I believe, is only available for businesses in the Perth and Peel. To tell you more, the Small Business Minister joins me live on the program this afternoon. Rhys Whitby, welcome to Perth Live.
Thank you, Ollie. Good to be here.
Will Sonia's business, Live Ningaloo, be able to apply for this $2,000 grant?
Well, the grants we've announced today, Ollie, apply to businesses, small businesses in the Perth and Peel area. So it's in relation to the recent lockdown over Anzac Day, and it's about small businesses that have been impacted in terms of losses that they've incurred. So gearing up for Anzac Day, the long weekend, they might have ordered in extra food for preparing meals, or they might have had cancellations at hairdressers and the like. They've incurred a real loss, and so we're prepared to and keen to offer them support of $2,000 grants. And can I say, in the 4 hours that this has been announced, there's been well over 1,100 people, small businesses in Perth and Peel, register for that support.
You're expecting about 15,000 small businesses to register for it, but real effects obviously as well for businesses there like Sonia's, Live Ningaloo, wouldn't you agree, Minister?
Well, look, this support is about focusing on the recent lockdown and helping small businesses in Perth Peel where that lockdown applied. So, it's always an effort to try and respond to the true impacts of COVID, and we can never recompense all businesses the full impact. What we've done here is look at a specific situation over that long weekend, where we had that lockdown because over Anzac Day, and now we're responding to those small businesses who need support, who've had an impact. Lots of corner stores, small delis, hospitality, a range of businesses, bars, pubs, accommodation providers, florists, hairdressers, that were gearing up for a long weekend of business and were impacted. And I guess what I can say, Ollie, is that the very best thing we can do as a government is ensure that we introduce these short, sharp lockdowns that have a minimal impact on business, that keep doors closed for a very minimal time, because that ensures that we come out of it. Now, we're seeing today an announcement that the masks are being done away with from Saturday for most instances, and we're seeing businesses gearing up back again. That's the best thing we could do for the West Australian economy. We've seen it time and time again where we've had a short, sharp lockdown to get right on top of the virus. That is the best result for small business to get back, open the doors as quickly as possible.
Could you have been a little more generous though, Minister? It's a $32 million package all up where, there's a surplus now of, what, $3.6 billion? A lot of these small businesses in Perth and Peel are hurting. But again, as Sonia's just indicated, I mean, she's lost potentially $40,000 last month alone. She can only operate for 6 months a year.
Well, look, there's been a range of support, and it totals well over $1 billion, and it's been going on during the journey with COVID. So we've had increase to the thresholds payroll tax. Payroll tax has been the thresholds have lifted. We've had waivers in fees and charges. We've given lease fees for a lot of tenants of government agencies. So there's been a range of support of well over $1 billion. So, and look, it's no doubt, as we go on with COVID, we'll look at new support as we go. But, you know, we have to demonstrate a certain amount of probity with taxpayer dollars. We have to ensure it's done correctly. But this latest support, I think, will be appreciated during a three-day lockdown where there's that long weekend impact, $2,000, and that is a set amount for all those ranges of businesses in Perth and Peel. I think it's going to make a real difference to them. It won't pay all their costs. It won't pay for foregone income, but it will meet a lot of the costs that they would have incurred on that weekend.
Rhys Whitby, thank you very much for your time. You have a good afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Ollie.